please. All right, we've all heard the term death and taxes, two things that you can't avoid in this life. I'd like to try my best, though. I mean, to be completely honest, I'd really try to avoid both, actually. Andre Botma is joining us now to help navigate the conversation around tax. He's a tax consultant. Andre, thanks so much for giving up the time to join us on a Saturday morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Andre, I just want to like start off up front. How do I not pay tax? Is there any way? Please, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm tired.
Look, yeah, I think so many people, so many of us feel exactly like that, because it's there every year. It's it haunts us every year, once a year, at least us individuals. When July strikes, it's tax season, and then all of a sudden you have to start thinking about your tax. And but I mean, the basics is, if you have some deductions that you can take advantage of, then
yes.
Yeah, and you know about them, then you can at least mitigate the amount of tax that you have to pay.
All right, let's start from the top. How do you get registered, or how do you register your business for tax purposes so that we can mitigate the things, the deductions, and take those things off?
Yeah, so I mean, there's two options that a lot of people have. If you decide to start a type of a big business, and you've got a few partners, or you've got this a bigger idea than just yourself, then registering with CIPC actually does the tax registration on your behalf, so you automatically get a tax number.
Mm-hmm.
But what a lot of people don't do is, as soon as they get registered with CIPC and they get a tax number, they don't get themselves an accountant. And that's really important if you have a CIPC registered business, to get an accountant who can help you with the compliance aspect of the company. The other option is, if you have a sole proprietor, so that is just you running the business, you can still take advantage of the deductions. You must just make sure that you've got a separate bank account where the business transactions, the income and expenses, happen on a separate bank account, so that the bookkeeping and the actual taxes are much easier to manage. Because what a lot of people do is they throw all they mix their business and their personal. And I wouldn't recommend, you know, cooking in the living room, right?
Yes, yeah.
So, those are the two ways to get registered.
Okay, here's a question probably relevant to people that are freelancers, maybe in the media space, but also just general freelancers. For myself in particular as well, when is it worth getting a separate bank account and not cooking in the lounge, as you said? Because it's, I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially with, like, I don't, my service or my product is my service. The DJ gigs, or the MCing, or the voiceovers, or the radio shows, or the stand-ins, or whatever. So should I have a separate bank account for like that type of stuff? Or is it only when you reach a certain income, or you make a certain amount of money doing it?
Yeah, I mean, because freelancers and independent contractors often they don't, you know, they are like a business to themselves.
Yeah.
And so it's different to a normal salary. The salary is very easy, because that just gets paid into your bank account once a month, and you live off that money. But for a freelancer, independent contractor, the income is fairly erratic. Some months are good, some months are bad.
Yep.
The income doesn't come in always at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so my recommendation is actually to put all the income in a separate bank account, and then take what you need average. If you know roughly what you spend on a month, let's say you live on a budget, which is a great idea to do, right? If you have a budget, you roughly know how much do you give out per month. So let's say that's 20K a month. And that means, you know, that you can take from that separate bank account about 20,000-25,000, just to be safe, to live off. And that will keep things simpler, so that you can still run your business expenses that you have, the things that you spend in order to earn that business income. Because, for example, a photographer that does photography gigs, they can put their photography suite, the Photoshop expenses, they put it through the business account rather than personal.
Gotcha.
So that's what I would recommend for freelancers.
Mm. All right. Maybe so next week we're going to be focusing on personal income tax. And I feel like this is maybe a gray area when it comes to people that are independent contractors, but if we focus mainly on business tax, what are some of the notable tax exemptions for in South Africa?
So I think exemptions is a bit of a not a misnomer. There are certain business types that's completely exempt from tax. So for example, you've got non-profits and churches are good examples of exempt institutions, but there are certain special deductions that certain types of companies get that you won't get for an individual. So I know that a hotel keeper gets a special building deduction. There are special building deductions. If you're in manufacturing, there are special deductions that you can get for manufacturing, for purchasing big capital items. So there are special deductions that companies can take advantage of. Also, a company can register as a SPC, or they can act as an SPC. It's just something that you tick on the income tax return. If the company qualifies, then they get special company tax rates compared to normal companies, because normal company tax is 28%, but SPC rates is 0%, then it goes to 7%, then it goes to 21%, and then it goes to 28%. And so if your company qualifies to be a SPC, that's a great way to not pay as much tax as especially if you're still a small company and you don't have other shareholding. That's a great option for you.
All right, let's take a break here, because I feel like there's a bunch more questions and we definitely need to sneak in a track. So maybe if you've got a question, pop it through. You know what the WhatsApp number is. Busy chatting business tax. We've got tax consultant Andre Bortner on the line with us. It's 5 Extra Loud Mornings. We are getting busy and helping you with this one of these adults.